This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And the Juniper Jam is happening over in Joseph, Oregon. I don't have any information on that, but it's a great festival. It's a songwriters festival. And in order to play at that festival, you have to have written X amount of songs. And it's a good festival. They have a contest and everything. And the fellow from, Whateverly's won the thing last year, Rob. It's the T.R. Ritchie Songwriters Contest, and they had the first year of it last year. So that'll be at the Juniper Jam during Labor Day weekend. And, of course, it's Tumbleweed Festival, and the concert stage has a fine company, and they are a fine company. They're very good. And then Kerry Grumbacher, who is an amazing, amazing Western songwriter, but not twangy Western like we think of traditional cowboy songs, but some awesome scenarios in his songs. And then the great, great Sanger and Diddle. And they'll all be on that stage tonight. Tumbleweed, Pinton, Dale there tonight. Squeeze the Weasel. Oh, and there are a lot of folks. Clinton and Sarah Carter are going to be there on Saturday. Hank Kramer on Sunday. Carter and Hank Kramer, they switched the Oregon Trail thing. And so Hank will be there on Saturday at the Oregon Trail thing. And Clinton and Sarah Carter will be there on Sunday. And then they go back and forth between Tumbleweed and the Oregon Trail thing. So Hank's doing a workshop on Scottish sing-along. And so that'll be a cool thing. There's just all kinds of stuff there. And then there's the big Harmony concert. And the theme is harmony this year at the Tumbleweed Festival. So the Juniper Jam and the Tumbleweed Festival, and of course Pig Out in the Park. They're on Labor Day weekend in Spokane, and they have folk entertainment all over the place. And that's pretty much all there is. The Blues Folklore Society dances are back in the 1912 Center. And I think I need to check on this, and I will. Amanda will help me out on this one. I think they're still doing second and fourth Saturdays at the 1912. Or maybe they go back to the third Saturday, so I will check on that. Yakima needs volunteers to help with their dances that will resume in October at the Broadway Grange. And the Ellensburg first Saturday dance will resume in November. And, of course, there's a first Saturday dance that will resume in October there in Port Angeles on the Black Diamond Community Center there. So they'll be having their dances. Bellingham Contra Dance Society, don't know quite yet. Need to check on that. They switch their Saturdays sometimes. They've been on the second Saturday for a while, but they may go back to the third Saturday. And, of course, the Friends of Acoustic Music there in Walla Walla, they have their dances at the old church at 810 C Street out there on Airport Road. And we'll see what's happening with them. And if their Saturday dances will be back on the third Saturday. But we don't know yet. So we'll find out and we'll let you know. Alrighty? Okay. So that's pretty much the calendar that I have. There's some things going on. Beau Soleil is going to be in Spokane on October 5th, and there are still tickets for sale for that at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328 for Beau Soleil on October the 5th. And if you love your Cajun music, they are the ultimate. They are amazing. If you've not seen Beau Soleil, you should do that. All righty, where are we at here? Nancy K. Dillon, Revelation. I believe is the name of the, yeah, Revelation.
Rise up, praying in the darkest. Irish tower, there's fire on the mountain, blood on the moon, the radio's blaring about the Holy Ghost power. The Savior's coming and it's gonna be soon. Revelation, jubilation, rising moon, pop the blood red sun. Revelation, celebration, raise our voice each and every one. Your man says, though we don't know the hour, be looking for the signs with a heart that's pure. Let the horsemen ride and the nation's cower, be washed in the blood and your soul is sure. Revelation, jubilation, rising moon, caught the blood red sun. Revelation, celebration, raise our voice each and every one.
Thank you.
That's a Vivaldi Concerto in D on mandolin and the accanting, which is the gourd banjo. This is Paul Smith's album called America Accanting, and it deals with the roots of the banjo, the gourd banjo, which is really what folks brought over from West Africa. It's kind of a lute, a West African lute from various parts of that country, Senegal and Gambia. And Paul Smith took this instrument and did a lot of different things with it, arranged a lot of stuff. We heard Bonaparte crossing from Haiti, and we heard this concerto with Richard Crean on the mandolin. And we heard in between there, The Water Is Wide from Richard Crean's first album. And we're going to hear Water Slash Wind that Richard Crean wrote. And we'll see where that goes. They're buddies. They do a lot of stuff together when Richard Crean's in town. And, of course, Richard Crean was the mandolin and fiddle and guitar player towards the tail end of the Garrison Keillor run on the Prairie Home Companion. And I don't know what he's doing now. He has a couple of great albums, and he's just a good guy, Richard Crean. So here we go, Water Slash Wind from Richard Crean. Whoops, we don't want that. No. We want this. Thank you.
sighing in every bush and tree. The sound of my heart crying when you are far from me. When we're apart, my darling, there's sorrow in the wind. When we're apart, my darling,
That's a Seattle band called the Rain City Ramblers, and they're really cool. A young fellow in that band is from Yakima, and he said he's listened to this show for years and years and years, and it influenced him a lot. Now he's in Seattle with the Rain City Ramblers. Pretty cool, right? Before that, Emmylou Harris and Sorrow in the Wind, originally on the Blue Kentucky Girl album with the Whites, doing those amazing harmonies, overdubbed at the end of the song. Sweet Sorrow in the Wind. And when they hit that minor chord right there on the last Sorrow. Oh, it's really something. Emmylou. We're going to play this. Emmylou is, this is a Songbird album. It's a 4-CD set. And it has a lot of unreleased material. And it has her version of Sandy Denny's Like an Old Fashioned Waltz, which I think is just a great song anyway. And of course, Sandy Denny doing it is amazing. But this is good too. And it's just so neat that Emmylou did a Sandy Denny song, isn't it? Here we go. Like an Old Fashioned Waltz. And it's right there.
Up on the Blue Ridge Mountain, that's where I'll take my stand. With the rifle on my shoulder, six-shooter in my hand. I've been all around this world.
see something's changed in you. Blood now stains the flag of blue. Where's the man who took a stand?
Flies. That's a long way to go for that kind of wind to blow. A long time ago, we were dreamers on the rise. A long time ago, we were dreamers on the rise. That's a long way to go for that kind of wind to blow. A long time ago, we were dreamers on the mend. Such a long time ago, we were dreamers on the mend. I'd say one would be to gaze into your eyes, and I'd say two would be turning back our lives. Three's a long way to go for that kind of wind to blow. A long time ago, we were dreamers on the rise. A long time ago, we were dreamers on the rise.
Tempted and tried, we're oft met to wonder why it should be. come and taken our loved ones, leaving our home so lonely and dreary. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living as sinners year after year?
Boy, old David Grisman really knew how to record that autoharp. He produced all these albums on his acoustic disc label, and what a great way to record an autoharp like that and get all of those little teeny notes in there. David Grisman and Brian Bowers, Farther Along. It's always a good way to wind up the show. I think we did it that way a couple of months ago, but it's just a fun thing to do. Yes, indeed. All righty. Where are we at here? We're about ready to wind this show up. We heard Hank Kramer, Dreamers on the Rise, John Stewart's song, the late John Stewart of the Kingston Trio. Actually, he recorded that song long after he'd left the Kingston Trio. And Hank just put it on this song's... It's got striped shirts in the title, and I'm just lost. But it's basically songs that Hank learned from the Kingston Trio. And so it's got a lot of other people's songs, but versions kind of based on the Kingston Trio's version. It's a really clever album, and it's very, very good. He does a credible job of staying true to the trio, and yet there's just enough Hank in there so that it's his stuff as well. Pretty cool. Tumbleweed tonight. Tumbleweed going on right now. Tumbleweed going on tomorrow if you're listening on Saturday. All the way up through Sunday night at the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington. It's tumbleweed, tumbleweed, tumbleweed time. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Email me at dasindaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Amanda Cully, the assistant producer of the show. I want you folks to have fun making good music. I want you to enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks. Then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. The Tech, we've already recorded that one. I know, it's on it. Neener, neener, neener. So until then, the show's history. Don't be thinking about it. You'll be living in the past. Hey, you have fun this next week, and we'll see you around the bend. Bye. Find your comfort.